For more than a year now, the terror threat to the UK has been at its second highest level, meaning a terrorist attack is highly likely. Police and the security services are currently involved in 600 separate terrorism investigations. Acknowledging their increased workload, the Prime Minister used his annual speech to the Lord Mayor's banquet to announce a boost in resources for the security services.
Pray silence for the Prime Minister.
We'll make a major additional investment in our world-class intelligence agencies. This will include over 1,900 additional security and intelligence staff and more money to increase our network of counter-terrorism experts in the Middle East, in North Africa, South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa.
The events in Paris at the weekend have served to compound the fear many in authority have that it is only a matter of time before another mass casualty attack strikes the streets of Britain. Additional security measures announced by the government will include enhanced checks at UK borders. An urgent review of the UK's response to marauding firearms attacks, and additional investment in aviation security, as well as a rapid review of international airport security. That's in response to last month's downing of a Russian passenger plane in Egypt, which authorities in several countries, including the US and Britain, believe was the result of a bomb planted by Islamic State.
Aviation specialists will conduct assessments over the next 2 months at locations in the Middle East and North Africa in particular. This follows additional measures that the UK and US put in place at a number of potentially vulnerable airports over the past year, steps which will be reviewed to check that they go far enough.
UK authorities say of the 750 British nationals who've travelled to Syria, around half are already back home. Properly monitoring them is a monumental task for the police and security services, even with extra investment.
The security service and the counter-terrorist branches are absolutely rushed off their feet at the moment. They are totally overworked. It is very difficult to keep tabs on people. You're very reliant on, obviously, electronic surveillance, but also on intelligence from the community.
There will be extra policing around key locations and at high-profile events in the coming weeks. But it's the work behind the scenes which will be vital in trying to prevent a repeat of the weekend's horrific attacks. Mark White, Sky News.